长沙体育局女干部占私家车位这件事。
The incident involving a female official from the Changsha Sports Bureau using her private parking space.
现在全网都在等一个处理结果。
Everyone is waiting for the result now.
很多人堵这位体制内的大姐。
Many people are queuing up to see this lady from the system.
最后能平安落地，我认为绝对不可能。等待她的一定是严惩，谁也保不住。事情的原委大家都很清楚。
It's absolutely impossible for him to land safely. He will definitely be punished, and the authorities are well aware of this.
长沙体育局的彭大姐呢，占了别人的私家产权车位八天，留假的挪车电话。
Chen, the director at the Sports Bureau, was allegedly using his position to harass people by moving their private vehicles and making them call him to move their cars back.
好不容易联系到他之后呢
？After finally managing to contact him,
还不好好沟通
？Don't be so bad at communicating.
撒谎说人出差四天。
Liar, the liar is on a business trip for 4 days.
四天以后回来。
Come back in 4 days.
结果当天晚上他人就偷偷溜进车库。
The next day, someone secretly sneaked into the garage.
想逃跑。
Escape.
撒谎出差四天呢。
I've been away on a business trip for 4 days.
原来是他想调虎离山。
It turned out he was trying to lure the tiger away.
好在车位的主人预感到彭大姐就是一个阴险小人。
Fortunately, the owner of the parking space had a hunch that Ms. Pang was a sly and cunning person.
预先在自家车位上装了栏杆。
I had already installed bollards in my own parking space.
他车出不来呢。
He can't get out of the car.
在现场闹，物业到场调解。
The incident resulted in the involvement of the property management company in the dispute.
他不但不认错。
He not only didn't admit his mistake, but also
还两次报假警。
I haven't reported it yet.
造谣说自己车被堵了。
Spreading rumors that my car was blocked.
甚至呢，找人传话说最多赔500块钱。
Even if you find someone to spread rumors, the maximum amount you can lose is 500 yuan.
但坚决不道歉。
I know that I will not apologize.
身份一曝光，长沙市体育局周四晚上就来认领了，发了通报。
On Thursday, the fourth day of the week, when I was at the Changsha Municipal Sports Bureau, I received a notification and then submitted it.
说要联合公安街道全面启动调查，知道怕了的。
It was said that the joint investigation with the Public Security Street would be launched and carried out on a weekly basis.
彭大姐呢？
Where is the elder sister?
周五晚上就紧急道歉。
On Friday evening, I apologized immediately.
还给了赔偿，内部调查。
Also provided an internal investigation report.
查估计一两天也查不完。
It's estimated that it will take 2 or 3 days to finish.
周
Property.
六周日又不办公，最早。
Sunday is not a working day.
结果估计也得13号之后才能出来。
The results are estimated to be available after the 13th.
虽然流程要走，时间要等。
Although the process takes time.
但是我认为结果不会让嚣张的人只赔钱就全身而退的。
However, I don't think the outcome will allow those who are arrogant to escape with just financial losses.
首先。
First.
他的公职身份在短视频时代呢，不是保护伞。
Is public office in the era of short videos is not a protective umbrella，
而是一个紧箍咒。
And it is a curse。
就连央视都把彭大姐的视频给置顶了。
Even CCTV has put Aunt Peng's video on the top。
这事儿必然不能从轻处罚。
This matter must not be lightly punished。
觉得他是体制内人能摆平的。
I thought she could be handled by someone from within the system.
这个思想还停留在一个八九十年代。
This idea is still stuck in the 80s and 90s.
现在身为公职人员
Currently, as a civil servant,
在外面耍特权
to abuse one's power,
丢公家的脸处理起来
the girl's face was difficult to handle.
只会比普通人更严
It will be even stricter than ordinary people.
自己冒出头来上赶着当那个杀鸡儆猴的鸡
Come out and show yourself to be the one who is used as an example.
那就别怪别人刀快了
And don't blame others for the quick blade.
先看第一个案例
Let's start with the first case.
去年广西防城港那个亮正姐会车不肯让道拿自己丈夫的行政执法证出来压
Last year, a beautiful and capable female official from Fengcheng, Guangxi, refused to yield the right of way when she encountered another vehicle and then showed her husband's official identification card.
家人
Overwhelming.
想靠公职身份耍威风
Want to show off their power through official positions.
最后什么下场呢？
What will happen in the end?
她本人因为冒用证件扰乱公共秩序刑拘五天。
She was detained for 5 days due to using fake ID to disrupt public order.
她那个公职人员丈夫因违反工作纪律。
Her husband, a public official, was dismissed from his position due to violations of work discipline.
直接党内警告，执法证
directly warned the party.
也当场吊销。
Also, it was revoked on the spot.
连带着六名相关人员都被问责，家属
including 6 related personnel as responsible parties.
拿身份耍横
playing with identity,
都能连累当事人丢前途。
All of them end up ruining the person's future.
更何况长沙这位就是体制内的人。
Moreover, this one from Changsha is someone who works within the system.
亲手砸单位的牌子
Smash the unit's sign with your own hands.
纪律处分怎么可能饶得了他
How could he be spared from disciplinary action?
其次
Secondly,
这件事已经全国刷屏了
This matter has already gone viral across the country.
根本没有捂盖子的空间
There is no way to hide the space.
长沙市体育局狗头铡铡得越快
Changsha City Sports Bureau, the faster the dog head hits, the faster.
反而事情越小
The more trivial the matter, the better.
这个时候如果是敢大事化小小事化了
If at this time you dare to make a big thing, you must also make a small thing.
那就是明摆着去勾引纪委上门了
That's clearly an attempt to bribe the disciplinary committee.
当年重庆保时
In the past, Chongqing was prosperous.
叶帽子姐仗着老公是派出所所长
Jai Hat, because of her husband's position as a police officer.
当街扇人耳光，放话说自己闯红灯随便闯，违章了的话
When someone is slapped in public,and told that they are running a red light or any other violation.
打个电话就能消。
A phone call can solve it.
结果不光他自己的违章全都被翻出来处罚了。
Not only were his own violations all brought to light and penalized, but
他所长的丈夫也直接因为涉嫌违纪被免职了。
Her boss's husband was also directly dismissed for violating regulations.
有视频有证据的时代呢
In the era where there is video evidence,
越想靠身份压人
the more I try to intimidate,
越是给纪委送战绩
the more achievements you send to the disciplinary committee.
还有一个北京那位喊外交豁免权的大妈政局级的身份够硬了吧
The aunt from Beijing who keeps shouting about diplomatic immunity, her position must be quite high.
违停堵路还嚣张骂人
Parking illegally and blocking the road, still arrogant and scolding people.
最后照样是公开道歉。
Ultimately, it's still an apology.
该罚的违法问题全部都罚了。
All the illegal fines have been collected.
还有青岛那位打人的路虎女，连扇对方十几个耳光。
There was also a woman in Qingdao who hit someone with her Land Rover and she slapped him 10 times.
还叫嚣说报警没用的。
They also boasted that calling the police was useless.
结果一天之内就出结果了。
The results came out within a day.
被行政拘留10天。
Detained for 10 days.
罚款1000元。
Fine of 1,000 yuan.
回到长沙。
Back to censure.
这件事情上。
In this matter.
我们完全可以预判最终的一个处理方向。
We can completely predict the final processing direction.
一定是治安民事方面和纪律层面。
It must be in the areas of public safety, civil affairs, and discipline.
双管齐下。
Double effort.
占车位。
Park the car.
拒不配合民事的这个侵权。
Refusing to cooperate with this civil infringement.
该赔偿赔偿，按治安规定。
This compensation is based on the regulations for public order.
该处理就处理。
This is a processing.
不掏个5000-8000的。
Without spending 5,000-8,000.
是不可能平息人家民事的这个损失无法获得谅解的。
The loss of this cannot be forgiven.
另外。
In addition.
身为公职人员违反作风纪律。
As a public official, violating conduct regulations.
损害公职队伍的形象。
Damage the image of public officials.
警告、记过之类的政务处分都是最基础的。
Warnings and basic administrative penalties are the most fundamental.
严重了。
Serious.
可能是直接免职。
It could be directly dismissed.
毕竟。
After all,
这种私德的人也别想着说为人民服务了。
People like this, who are selfish, shouldn't even think about saying serving the people.
总之，现在不是内部护短的时代了。
In conclusion, it is not the time for internal protectionism.
亿万网友的眼睛都能盯得到。
Millions of netizens can keep an eye on it.
长沙市体育局。
Censure Municipal Sports Bureau.
要是敢在这个时候护着这个人，最后挨骂担责的就是整个长沙市。
If someone dares to protect this person at this time and then bears the blame, the entire Censure City will be responsible.
甚至湖南省的领导班子，孰轻孰重。
Even the leadership of Hunan province, who is more important and who is less important.
他们分得清，占别人车位耍无赖。
It can distinguish between someone being rude and taking up another person's parking space.
觉得没人能治他。
I feel like no one can help.
啊，仗着体制内的身份摆横。
He used his position within the system to bully others.
觉得别人拿他没办法。
Feeling that others can't get to him.
他完全忘了众目睽睽之下。
He completely forgot about being watched by everyone.
证据已经在全国人民手里都流荡了。
The evidence has already spread throughout the people of the country.
有人赌他平稳落地。
Some people bet on her stable landing.
我也要赌。
I want to bet too.
结合我前面这四个案例。
Based on the 4 cases I mentioned earlier,
我赌结局一定是大快人心的。
I bet the ending will be satisfying.
彭大姐一定会受到组织内的严惩。
MS Peng will definitely be severely punished by the organization.
我说清楚了没有？
Did I make myself clear?